The marriage ceremony was performed in the prophet's office. I was told to stand next to Merrill. He took my hand. It was the first time he had ever touched me. The prophet read our vows, and we both agreed to a covenant marriage for all eternity. I felt my life rushing away from me. We sealed our marriage vows with a kiss. Uncle Roy instructed us in the importance of multiplying and replenishing the earth with children as a way of fulfilling our covenant with God. Everything felt serious. Nothing felt safe. At the end of the ceremony, Merrill dropped my hand and walked out of the room without looking back. His family followed him. I didn't know what to do, so I followed my parents into a large dining room where someone was having a birthday party celebration. When Merrill and his family arrived, the partygoers realized there had just been a wedding, and everyone began congratulating Merrill. I sat quietly on the opposite side of the room. I was in a wedding dress at somebody else's birthday party while my husband was being congratulated. I knew I didn't belong to my family anymore. Merrill's family seemed like a foreign country I didn't want to enter. I felt evicted from everything I had ever known. After we finished eating, my father got up to leave. I followed him and went back to the hotel in his van. A short while later, Merrill arrived at the hotel and knocked on the door of my father's room. He chatted with my father as he gathered up my things. He picked up my suitcase and a box that contained my shoes. I was in a complete panic. Then he turned and looked at me. "Carolyn, are you coming? This stuff is kind of heavy." It was the most he had ever said to me. In his room, Merrill put my suitcase down along with the box filled with my shoes. He sat on the bed and turned on the TV. I moved to a corner in the room, sat at a small table and said nothing. After 20 minutes, he said he was going to check on the rest of the family and left the room. I got into bed. It had been 2 days since my father told me about my impending marriage. I had barely slept in those 48 hours and I was crushed with exhaustion. When Merrill returned a few hours later, he turned on the TV and turned up the volume. "It would be nice if we talked a little bit to each other," he said. I told him I was extremely tired and just wanted to sleep. "That's okay," he said. He turned off the lights, took off his clothes except for his long underwear, and got into bed with me. I was paralyzed. We didn't even know each other. There was no way I was going to consummate the marriage, but I didn't have that choice. He started kissing me. Then he put his hands down the front of my nightgown and began to rub my breasts. His hands were cool and clammy. I had never been that close to a man before, and certainly not without my clothes. I acted as repulsed as I felt, which seemed to feed something in him. He removed my nightgown and underwear and shifted his body on top of mine. I felt even more powerless than I had when my father told me I must marry. Merrill spread my legs apart but could not get an erection. I felt angry, humiliated and embarrassed. Should I fight him? I began to try to free myself, and after a few minutes, he released his hold on me. He got dressed and sat on the edge of the bed, saying that he felt it was important to be respectful of a lady's feelings, but in reality, he was covering up his own inadequacies. The next morning, we went to breakfast at a place nearby. Merrill introduced me to some men there as his new wife. One of the men made some lame joke that compared a new wife to a dog. Merrill laughed and said dogs were better because they were more loyal. He made another joke comparing marriage to a bath. "Once you get into it, it's not so hot." The other men laughed. I had never felt so degraded. After breakfast, we gathered outside in the parking lot. My father started talking to Merrill about going to an auction in Oregon. Merrill sent the rest of his family home. There was no talk of a honeymoon. We got in his van and headed to Oregon.